Dog owners will know that a dog can get very stinky. Some like to roll in fox poo and that kind of thing. Washing them at home makes a terrible mess and grooming parlours are a bit expensive. So step forward Neil Imms, a Scouser who has invented an automatic dog wash. The Dogmatic allows you to vacuum, shower and dry your own dog. Neil would like to see one on every supermarket car park in the land. It only takes up a single parking space and he has found a manufacturer in Liverpool. But amazingly, so far, there are no takers. I met Neil Imms at the Container Company in Liverpool where the Dogmatic could be made and he gave me a demonstration with a little help from a willing volunteer.
Old Yeller was a mongrel, an ugly lop-eared mongrel, fancy free without a family tree.
My basic plan was to have a prep, wash and dry station. And I wanted to have it so it was laid out so that all the three stations could be used at any given time. So now you could actually have three people in there with three dogs.
Depending on how well behaved the dogs are, of course.
Of course.
Oh, look at the dog. Now tell me, who's this?
This is Brodie, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. A nice one.
And you're going to put him through this dog wash for us?
Yes, he's going to get washed now. I think he needs one, being white.
Well, rather than using it like a dishwasher or a washing machine, which they have been invented, where you stick the dog inside and it does it all for you, but it looks like a very scary thing for a dog, and I would not want to be in it myself. And I had seen that kind of stuff since I've been doing this, but I really wanted a hands-on situation where you washed your own dog whenever you felt like it, without an appointment, without dropping it off and leaving it with strangers and all day at a grooming salon. It is a simple, easy, quick way to do it. So I thought to myself, OK, how can I develop something? And it needed to be inside. OK, what you're going to do is you're just going to bring the dog in and walk it up the steps. They're a little narrow. And you're going to bring it up onto here and attach it to the whichever the most suitable chain, just so you keep him in one place. You're going to put the money into the unit here. And then you have a two-speed vacuum here. You can have the low speed or you can have high speed.
So you come up with this idea of washing a dog, which you believe is more humane because you wash your own dog and you thought of all these things you'd want to do, prep it, shampoo it, then dry it.
Right.
And you decide then that you need to put this in some kind of unit. So what kind of unit did you decide on? Talk me through that process.
I thought to myself, so long as it fits in a single parking space, which a shipping container is 8 feet wide, which is just the right size. And then I just decided to make it look like a doghouse. I like the design. I like the idea of trying to make it look rather than a shipping container, which is not the best looking thing. I decided to make it look like a doghouse. So I've actually used some very high-tech materials, and the outside is a composite. It looks like wood. So it has that wood effect. I've created an arch look for the front as though it looks like a dog. Of course, it's a door. I just wanted a very nice visual. So those three things really kind of made the decision for me. You're going to vacuum brush the dog for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to walk him around the back here, detach him, and then bring him around here, and we're going to attach him to one of the chains here, just so he doesn't wriggle and get out. The lights will come on above, and then the pressure's a bit low at the moment. We're going to wash the dog, and then once you've washed him and rinsed him, we'll just move him to the last station, which is the drying station right there, and once again, just attach him to the chain at the end there and just dry him. I wanted to keep it bright and looking like a kitchen or a bathroom that a dog is familiar with, and that's the general idea of the inside, is to make it familiar for the dog so that it doesn't freak them out. Dogs don't see very well. They hear great and they have great smell, but they don't have very good eyesight. So I didn't want it to be uncomfortable for the dog, so I've used a lot of non-skid surfaces, and I'm using grey against white so that the dog can differentiate when it's stepping and walking. But again, it's just a very, very nice environment for both the person and the dog. It's rather like a nice salon. So that was the main idea, but it did have to function properly.
Do you vacuum him at home?
He hasn't been vacuumed at all now at home. I don't think he likes it by his face.
How much would it cost me to wash my dog?
A small dog, probably £5. That would be the three stations. A larger dog, probably something up to around £10. But you can take as long as you want. I mean, it's not a set cycle. That's the nice thing about it. A lot of these other units that I have seen in the past, they have a set cycle. You get 2 minutes to wash it, 3 minutes to dry it, or whatever. This, you can just add money as you require.
How much does a Dogmatic cost to buy? You want to sell these, obviously, and you can see them in your mind's eye, I presume, in every Tesco car park. But what does it cost to buy one?
They're really a lease. It's a lease unit that I'm trying to do right now because, of course, they're rather expensive to just buy. There is a lease initiation fee, which is similar to if you go and lease a car. You just don't walk out with the car and have not put any money down. You usually have to put something down. So it's rather like that. It's a small lease start and then just a monthly lease arrangement. Believe me, I think once they've started this and they realize what a customer magnet this product is, I think that it would be economical just to keep it there.
Well, he's looking lovely and white.
He has come up. I am a lot better. You just have to stand back when he gets out before he exact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what they usually do.
Before we got
there.
I think we can say he liked the experience.
Best dog on dog in the
Neil Imms, Brodie, his owner, and me in Liverpool. And if you would like to see a Dogmatic in action, there are some pictures on our website, already getting some texts about it. A dog wash service by petrol stations is a fantastic idea. Many of us have no facilities to bathe our dirty and sometimes very smelly dogs. I hope the washing sink is at waist level, though, and entry and exit ramps to the washing point to make the job easier for the oldies who have large, wet, lively dogs lolloping around.